This is a big rich town. I just come from the poorest part. Bright light city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard. Legal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow cabs and skyscrapers. It's hard to get a start in these parts without paper. Homie, I grew up in hell, a block away from heaven. That corner ain't 15 minutes, it move a 7. Pure snow, bag it, then watch it go. Occupational options, get some blow or some hoes. Shoot the ball or the strap, learn the rap or the jack. Fuck it, man, in the meantime, go ahead and pump a pack. This my regal royal.
Alright, we back. Art. We coming to you first, man.
What's up, OG? What's up with it, baby?
Your social media, man, you know.
Oh, social media, man. You know what? I actually deleted all of my content. I'm just kidding. Arthur Shivers on Facebook. Look me up. Arthur Shivers the third, man. I mean, you just put AORT, I'll probably pop up on your search thing.
Yeah.
Instagram is Mr. Shivers 3. Look me up. Follow me. I got all kind of interesting pics, man. You know, check it out. Shoot, Twitter. I mean, I tweet occasionally. But it's Arthur Shivers the third. Roman numeral 3. At that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, my shit ain't simple. I mean, my fiance, you find her at Miss Lady Janae.
That's not it.
Sweetie Pie.
It's at Janae Sweetie.
Glamorific. Follow me.
You are so
don't like, don't follow. I will find you.
I know where you said, don't like and don't follow.
You ain't gonna cut my fan base. Adjanae Sweetie Pie. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram.
You don't want these problems.
At the same address, or Janae Wallet on Facebook.
You love these problems.
Right. Make sure y'all email us straightoilc@gmail.com or straightoilc on Twitter as well. And Stroud Lowcast fan page. So first,
let me just cut you real quick. Please send us emails so that we know what you guys would like to hear us talk about. Because I really want to make sure that this show is something that you continue to tune into, because I love being able to spend time with my best friend and my man every week. Alexia is not here with us this week, but I do like spending time with my girl as well. But please send us emails, keep them coming, and we will try to keep you entertained.
Thank you, man. There you go.
I just want to make sure that they get it. I want them to make sure they send it. Okay.
All right. First one's from my man, Ronald Taylor. He says, only Ghost could have his wife text his side chick as if she was him, was him, to cover his tracks. We not talking MVP status. That nigga went straight to the Hall of Fame. First ballot mid-career.
What's my name, Ron? My boy,
Ronald
Ron.
Taylor, yeah.
What's up, Ron OG? What's up, baby? Thanks for listening, man. We appreciate that, man. Yeah, you right, dog. I was peeping the same thing, bro. I'm like, man, dog, that's some real gangster stuff.
I feel like Tasha is just trying to do what she feels like she got to do because she want to make sure that she keep that money flow coming in. Tasha knows that she
ain't just loyal, man. Like she's the kind of woman every man, especially somebody like, oh, man,
that's
you
the kind of woman that every
of,
man needs. But then they want to go so and find their fucking high school sweetheart that ain't gonna do shit for you.
She does, but he ain't right for that.
She don't do
Tasha
nothing.
Tasha 100, man. Like, she's a 100.
Tasha don't deserve nothing that Ghost been doing to her. She don't deserve.
But it's
nothing.
All good because he going right on back at that old thing back.
Yeah. No. I think he finna keep the divorce papers, the separation papers. I think he finna move in with Tommy. Watch him and Tommy gonna start living together.
Gonna go back to Tosh.
No, I mean, him and Tommy gonna live together. He gonna see them. He gonna see them.
I don't really think
together.
He gonna want to go back to Tasha either, though, because he ain't gonna want Milan to be all up in his business. Like, he ain't gonna want him to be all up into the face of his kids and all that stuff.
He gonna move,
because they already been up in.
No, I think he gonna go back to Tosh. I mean, for the storyline, it'd be kind of interesting. They get an old little sex scene back. I'm like, oh damn, Ghost went back to Tosh. He hit it again. Oh Lord, everybody up in flames.
And then I'm just gonna. I mean, because it's probably gonna come up at some point. But Angela crying behind the door and all that
stuff.
I felt like that shit was hella dramatic.
And I feel like
she should have known the
same
way.
I mean,
because
I saw you crying a little bit, but you was crying.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't crying for her.
No, I was
not. I feel like the same way that you got him is the same way that you're going to lose him. So she was a homewrecker from the beginning, and she knew what he had going on, just like he knew what he had going on, too. But you can't make me feel bad for you when you knew that you was fucking with him when he had a whole wife and a whole family. So I don't feel bad for you. You deserve to cry, Angela.
Oh, no, I did cry. Because Ghost was crying, and I hate to see another grown man cry. Shit. I ain't cry, y'all, for forget real. But well, you know I did what? Feel some type of way. He really felt some type of way about that girl, man.
Is Angela, was Angela worried about Tasha crying when Tasha knew that her kids was over at Ghost's apartment with her sleeping on the floor and stuff, going look, through man. Closets and stealing guns? Was she crying then? You know, was she crying for Tasha? She weren't crying for Tasha.
Watch, Jamie gonna really cry when she start fucking old boy again, though.
Who is that?
The DA dude. He gonna catch her slipping at that.
Why ain't he dead, y'all? Come on,
that's
y'all.
That's the next email.
We still got emails. Yeah, jumping the gun, y'all. Halfway through the show.
Keith two times his name. Hey, what did y'all think about old boy, the DA, being not killed? That was some sucker shit. But I don't see anything else. How are you bleeding from your mouth and having contusions, and then you pop back like everything is all good?
I think that Ghost and Tommy need to learn how to shoot somebody in the head. I think you need to stop hitting people over the back with poles and shit. Yeah. And I think that you need to stop shooting somebody in the chest.
Lobos isn't.
You're talking about dead boy, for sure. I'm talking about Greg. Yeah. I'm talking about you should
have. But that wasn't just Greg, though. That was the Lobos' boys was in on that, too.
But wait a minute. They shot other cats in the head.
Yeah, but they didn't shoot him in the head.
Yeah.
That don't make no sense.
Two to the chest. He's going to leave him squirming on the ground.
I mean, he was still moving around and stuff. He was like a fish flopping.
Yeah.
And they saw the whole
hit that
time.
Hit that double tap real quick.
I mean, if you a gangster,
the same
thing
that Ghost did to Lobos. Lobos, he was like, we got to end this. We ain't about to be playing with you.
Yeah, that was.
They should have just popped him, like they said, in the Jeep. But Greg underneath that bridge. Why are you driving him around and walking him to an undisclosed location?
Because they didn't want
doing all that stuff. What are you doing?
On the radar. They wanted to take him somewhere off the radar.
They didn't want his body not to be found. They just wanted to be like, they wanted the government think that he was out there still, but nobody find his body. So everybody's like, well, we don't know where Lobos is. They still look for Lobos. And they keep looking for Lobos.
But my thing is, how you think that if you kill Lobos, you about to be able to be out of the game?
No, he finna run back. Them Serbians got him right back.
I'm saying that's what he thought. Why would you even think that? I mean, I feel like that definitely has to just be something to keep the show going, because there is no way that he possibly thought that if they killed Lobos that this was going to be all
just
over.
Just new villain. Lobos,
there's no way. And then I really feel like I must have missed the whole piece with Milan, because I'm like, I don't remember the start. I don't remember. What was his name?
Vladimir. That was a dude he killed. That was a dude in the second season.
I remember Vladimir.
He talked about having a brother. He talked about having his brother and everything. Like, yeah, my brother's coming over and everything. We finna do this.
I don't remember.
Yeah. I don't remember all that.
I must have missed.
They're like brothers or cousins.
And then they said that Milan was like worse than Vladimir. Yeah. I mean, he peeped and got all the way up and they stuff. And he was like, I'm not about to let these Jamaicans.
Himself.
Yeah, he was like, I'm not about to let these Jamaicans kill Ghost, because I need you. I need you to push my weight. What?
That's when you should. I knew it was something of more than just being secured, and these
when
motherfuckers
just
popping
up
with the Jamaican stuff.
Yep.
I thought these dudes ain't just doing regular security.
Yeah.
They just ain't doing this regular security. You know, like, even when he popped up with the Asian dudes, just watching.
Yeah.
Just watching, like,
yeah,
okay.
Watching.
Like, alright.
Yeah. After all that stuff went down with Lobos, and then Tommy went back to the river talking to Holly, talking about, I got your
Yeah, he going crazy, though. Yeah.
I mean, he really missed
and
that girl.
That's kind of the premise of what's going to happen. I mean, because Tommy ain't right in the head.
He was like, you needed to
Tommy
going to
end up telling somebody else and tell where the body is. I guarantee you he going to end up being like, I mean, what the body is dirt.
I don't know what he going to do. I really don't know what he's gonna do. He might try to kill Angela or do something like that once
he broke up with homegirl.
That's not good enough. Tommy said kill her. That's not good enough for
him. He said he's gonna have
So it. You get to so I'm gonna handle it. You get to break up with your girl, but mine dead.
Well, you know, that wasn't he. Ghost didn't choke her out.
He didn't choke her out, but he feel like Ghost had something to do with it because Ghost paid her to leave the first time.
Yeah, but I mean.
Yeah, but you mean
and
what?
And it was because she ordered the hit on Ghost.
Yeah, that's what sent it over the edge. Angela ain't send no. Well, she did try to arrest. She did arrest Tommy though.
She arrested him.
She got him arrested, and they tried to. But remember, his lawyer got him out. Yeah, the lawyer got him out.
Yeah, and then she had to pay for that. But still, Tommy is like, I don't fuck with that.
And why? And my thing is, why was Ghost bringing them goddamn separation papers to the?
Why
to
did
the
he trip? Bring them with him?
I think that he did all that on purpose. This is part of the plan.
You think he wanted Tasha to find him?
I think maybe he did. No. I don't know why.
I don't know, man. I think he was going to ask her why he was up there, like, hey, you know what, whoop, he want to try doing his own. But I'm like, that wasn't the right spot. If we supposed to be like
now, what if Ghost try to go get back with Tosh, and Tosh say, nah.
I could see her saying no.
Because she was like, I'm through fucking with you.
Yeah, I don't think Tasha's fucking with
her. Like, don't get me. He tried to get in the bed with her. Don't get in the bed with me.
Why are you trying to get in the bed with her, though?
I mean, he wanted to tap that ass. One good time, man.
Look, jukebox girlfriend finna pop up in a minute. She gonna start messing with somebody.
Yeah.
She make that Texas tea. She got a body.
I just feel like ghost is like.
And she shut the fuck up.
You are so
That's all ghosts need.
You so arrogant. You done messed this whole thing up. Messed the whole thing up by letting Milan and all them come back in. You know you ain't about to be out of the game. But then, even after all that, you invited Tasha up here, made her fake around and text message with your girlfriend all night. And then you serve her some damn separation papers. And then after you do that, and after she gets mad at you and she like, fuck you, you gonna still try to get in the bed with her. Where do you think you sleeping? What is wrong
He's staying at Tommy's. Y'all understand he's staying at Tommy's house.
He's going back to Tasha.
No, he's
going to Tommy's house. He's going to Tommy's house.
I don't think Tasha's gonna take him back.
No, I don't think he wants to go back. I think he's trying to scorch earth policy. He probably felt like I'm gonna get my hustle on. I gotta figure all this out. No bitches though for a while.
Natasha,
and just do my thing.
Natasha,
so you think
like
if that's what's gonna happen, it's about to get real gangsta on Powell.
Cause they both gonna just we ain't mess with no chicks. I think like, they're about we don't about
both
this hustle.
Out.
But I'm saying jukebox, but jukebox sister,
but
I mean
why
girlfriend,
is he even in love with her. That's what I don't understand.
They
why
were 15.
I don't care. Why are you?
That was his first.
What is she doing that's so great?
That was his first.
Who cares?
And his last.
Who cares? She sucks.
She does.
She sucks.
Man.
She sucks.
And then it was so crazy with the every time I see her titties, I think about Janae.
Them big old nipples.
I was wondering about that. I was like, dang, that's what them Janae talking about the girls.
I know.
and they really like put them out there like they fabulous. I mean, I don't.
He said they really put them out there like they fabulous.
I'm impartial.
You ain't you. What are you even looking at the nipples for? Just so can't nobody.
No, you made us look at the nipples because you the
so
one.
Can't
said,
nobody
you the one that made us start looking at it.
You want to talk about the nipples though? See? Now y'all both bring the nipples back.
Because no, because you made us start looking at it. You talking about her nipples? I was like, well, damn.
I ain't talking to y'all.
Let me look at her nipples.
See, that's why we can't have a relationship podcast. You say shit one thing and
because she the one that made us start thinking about it.
She brought up the old nipples. I didn't even chip off her nipples.
Yeah, I was like, okay,
little titty ass bitch, little titty, bitch ain't got no titties. I don't know why I keep bitch titties, bitch titties. What you kept saying? I was just like, well, I mean, I ain't really.
So, do y'all think that? Because Greg think that that's the DA dude. Greg thinks that Angela was involved. You think that's gonna be?
Yeah.
You trying to see?
Gonna try to get her in trouble the same way she got him in trouble. Yeah. I just don't even understand. Like the whole, this is just such a movie, like a made-for-TV movie, because there ain't no way that you can have a sexual assault or whatever claim against somebody.
And then you put them at their job.
Put
them back at
the
same job. Yeah.
Right.
That's never going
right.
to happen in real life. Never.
Ridiculous. And as much as they, he followed her, and he's just a weirdo. Why did they not kill? What was my boy, Ron? Ron? Man, thank you, dog.
Yeah.
Man, why is he not dead? I mean, I just was so glorified by the death of Greg, and now they going to just make him still be
Where
alive.
Where was Kanan, though?
Where is Kanan?
Where is Kanan?
We ain't
and Dre.
We ain't seen Dre.
Where is Kanan and where is Dre?
I know I'm Kanan's biggest fan.
Man, I don't know. Man, for some reason, I feel like Kanan gonna come back and end up helping him out for some reason. Like, he gonna help him out with the Serbians for some reason.
Think so?
Kanan?
Yeah.
And then he gonna kill him.
Then, or try to kill him or try to, like, well, y'all gonna put me on this money, though. Maybe Kanan may be like, yo, just let me get my old block back. Let me get my old territory back.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man.
He mad. Ghost made him kill his own son.
Yeah.
I mean, there's too much bad blood.
Yeah. I don't know. Nah, because it can't. Yeah, you know what? You kind of right. Because it might be a situation where it can't get that much worse for Ghost. I mean,
he can't
have,
get that much worse.
He can't have. He can't lose his
he
game.
Can't have, he can't fight two fronts.
Him.
He can't have Kanan
so
and the Serbians on him.
Yeah, it's like maybe you're right. Either.
Unless the Serbians end up killing Kanan or something like helping him out, like, you know, we trying to protect you too from this. Well, this dude came in and he finna mess up the money too.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. 50 Cent got too much motherfucking ego to die off his own show.
Nah, he ain't gonna die.
Or Dre will end up getting killed by the Serbians or somewhere. Like, well, we found out your little dude that's up in your spot though. Here go all the tapes of him talking to Kanan right here.
Yeah.
You know, here go all, you know, where they be like, well, you know, we trying to protect you because you making all the money right now. So,
yeah.
This dude, you know, your boy Kanan is back. I guarantee you they gonna be the ones to tell him Kanan back.
The Serbians?
Yeah. I can see them doing all kind of surveillance and shit. Cause now they gonna protect them almost. It's almost like when the mob and shit though end up owning your restaurant. They gonna make sure it's straight. You may not be making much money, but they gonna protect your spot because it's their spot too now. So he gonna be like, hey, you know your
Kanan's
still alive.
How they plan on killing Milan? That's my thing. How Tommy and Ghost. Now so they're gonna kill off Lobos. And that's why Tommy was like, dude, you just talking shit because you talking about doing all of this shit, but they got old girl in they handcuffs. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you ain't got no room to talk, bro. You got no answers no more.
Yeah, he got zero answers.
They know your weak spot. See, and that's why I always been a Batman fan. Cause that's why he never had a girlfriend.
Bang out chicks and keep it moving.
Yeah, keep it moving.
Batman had that one girl.
No, he never had no love.
She's thinking Vicky Vale, but he just messed her in a little bit.
They all come and go. That's the reason why he never had one is because he didn't want to ever have a weak spot like Superman. Like every time Lois Lane fall off a building, he got to fly.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Batman's a dick. He's a dick, man. He's the dude that when they had in the comments, this motherfucker found out everybody's weakness.
Yeah.
He's like, he had it in the computer, like, oh, no, I know how everybody died. I know how all y'all died.
Yeah, if worse comes to worse.
Yeah,
all you motherfuckers died. Yeah, that's why it's my dude, right? Because
So what do y'all think about the main DA dude, like the top DA dude, the one that set up everything? You think he's scrambling right now, like trying to figure out where.
Scrambling.
Like, is his uncle still alive? Like, what he going on? You know.
He's gonna get killed.
Cause it felt like Greg kind of was suspicious of him though too. Didn't it seem like that at first?
He's just after Angela. He's going Angela go down. You know what? Who gonna kill him is gonna be the people who he was supposed to deliver Lobos to. Lobos people, cause Lobos still got people.
That's right. Cause homeboy, the dude with the dark hair, big dog. But the dude with the dark hair though too.
Yeah.
Cause that was sitting there like he ain't here.
Yeah. Right.
He ain't here.
No, he dead, dude. He gonna have to answer to them.
Yeah.
My thing is, Ghost should broke up with Angela a long time ago.
Back on Angela, but we talking about Lobos.
Ghost should broke up with Angela a long time ago.
You said Ghost should have broke up a long time ago.
Because you can't continue to have this relationship and all. Do you know what true love is? I don't care. Not like that.
They got true love.
They don't got true love.
He's the dumbest drug dealer.
You work for the DA, and I'm a drug dealer. And you chasing.
Like my thing is, though, if soon I find out she's a DA, though, I'd be like, oh, I'm out. I can't do this.
Gone.
He tried it.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey.
I mean, but my thing is.
Who tried what?
But she going to try to come out to me now. I feel like it's bitter.
When you got, like, ultimate down-ass chick at the crib. I mean, like, Tasha is, like she is down. She's
downest.
I mean, like, she go to bat for dude. And you who you are.
And he playing him.
And he just kind of keep. I
wonder if it's something else that we don't know about that Tasha did.
Well, he
to
probably
Ghost.
Mad now about that Sean shit still.
He don't know about Sean, dude.
Yes, he do. Sean told him before he died. No, Sean told him.
No, I thought
Sean
that
told thing. Him when he tried to kill him. He told him. He's like, you mad about me and Tasha?
No, I was thinking it's gonna be something else that happened before all this went down, where he was like. Can't fuck with you, and we just don't maybe know about it or something.
It was because she would never let him get out of the game. Like she never.
Yeah, okay. that was a big issue.
Yeah, that was a big issue.
She was like,
she wanted him to stay Nino Brown.
And he really was like, no, like we're gonna do this legit.
Yeah, we're gonna do the club. She's like, club
and she was like, there ain't gonna be enough money. Yeah,
she was like, this club shit ain't doing nothing. This is some vanity shit. Mm-hmm. She wanted to, but it, you know, and I guess he probably was looking at, well, damn, you got me taking all the risk.
Yeah,
you stay at the crib all day. I'm taking all the risk doing slanging.
She
wasn't slinging no more.
She's slugs.
He had people slinging for him.
Yeah.
But he a gangster. She a gangster. I mean, that shit, what she did with Angela, I mean, that was just like, damn, he's a real G.
Yeah, I mean, I think Angela knew it wasn't him, though.
To be there and stand.
She did, because I think he said something. He calls her Ange.
Angie.
And
she said Angie.
Yeah, but no, it was something else. It was, she doesn't, he calls her Ange or something, though, in text messages. And that's how I think she knew that he was with something that wasn't him.
Think so?
Because she don't, I don't think he called her Angie, like. Would you call Janae? Like, if you text her? Or would you even put her name in there? Like I wouldn't even put your name in the text message if you my lady. Like, I don't put, Lexi, comma, you know. I know who the fuck I'm talking to.
Maybe if you argue.
Say Janae, sometimes we argue with Janae.
But they were arguing, though. He was talking about, I love you, girl, you know. It was like, you know.
But he called her Angie. That's, like, sweet. They was, like, high school sweethearts. Angie.
Yeah, I just had a feeling she kind of knew.
I don't know, man.
From the text messages.
She cried, though. That was a whole scene to watch, man, because I was really hurting.
I thought he was going to knock back on the door, though.
Y'all was over giving high fives and shit. All the
ladies. Oh, y'all was over.
Oh, they rude. They was rude. I was saying.
Yeah, y'all was sitting up here. Yeah, y'all was sitting up here giving the high fives.
Yeah, they was rude. They was out of line, though.
Y'all act like it was a Super Bowl or something.
Ghost was crying. Can't see my dude crying.
He was like, barely, okay, you didn't even see a tear. All you saw him do was this.
Oh my god.
So you were dating that the double jeopardy for is probably what forget Tasha to diss him too. Like, don't come back here, motherfucker.
Nah. Then Tasha gonna take him back.
Tasha gonna need to be stayed married to him so that if anything were to ever happen to him or if he were to get indicted, she could be like, she could plead whatever. She don't gotta testify plausible against her husband.
Yep, because it's plausible deniability. And yep. You don't have to testify against your spouse, yeah.
You know what's gonna end up happening is gonna be Angela that tells him that he needs to stay married to her because of plausible deniability. What's gonna happen?
But no, because I thought she was on, like, Ghost. She was, Ghost looked like he's finna pull the strap on her. She was talking about, I know everything. I thought, oh shit.
He wasn't about to kill, he ain't gonna kill Tasha.
I know, but I'm saying, but that goes to what you said about Angie saying you need to stay married to her if you're gonna have plausible deniability.
It's like, I mean, you were an accomplice. So it's like, oh yeah, shit. I forget I did that text.
Yeah, cause she done laundered all that money and shit.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's real, man. That's real. What else? Well, I mean, what else happened up with this?
She should have been had her in her
Taj goes Tyreek. I don't even think. Did Tyreek even really try to run away, or was that a ploy? Because I don't remember that really even.
Tasha went back home. They never talked about it.
Yeah. What else happened this week?
Yeah, we got another email. This is from Ashley. She says, "Hey, I wanted to see what you all thought about all the situations going on the show. Who you all identify with the most on the show as a character?"
I'm Tasha all day. I'm covering everything up if I got to. And that's just the way that it is.
Damn, I don't even know.
But when you fuck me over, like, it's a,
it is what it is.
It's about to start to look real. Because if Tasha's anything like me, at this point, dumb. Once I saw them separation papers, like, nigga, oh, you got me all the way fucked up.
After I just did all that shit, now that was the fucked up part.
That was fucked up. That's what I'm saying. That was fucked up. That's
my
what I'm
kids. Mm-hmm. Then text messaging this bitch, and then you gonna have separation papers for real?
I'm gonna find these separation papers find while I'm doing your dirt, and I still got to text message this bitch.
Yeah, see, that was one of them.
Who I relate to the most?
Oh, I felt so poor. I felt way worse for her than I felt for Angela the entire time.
Mm. Yeah. So you relate more to Tasha?
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm Kanan. Kanan!
Don't kill your own son.
What Kanan told him? You ain't. What you say? You a bitch. You don't deserve to be my son. What did he tell him, man?
Yeah, he said, you don't
Kanan.
You
gangster.
You a nut.
I mean, Kanan was a G. Is a G. He red him. Corner. He like Tupac. But like 50 Cent all at the same time.
Like Tupac.
Kanan crazy than motherfucker.
Who are you, D? Because Arthur clearly likes his fucking man.
Shit. Red.
Sucking red, man. Man, I guess Ghost, man.
You can't be Ghost because you ain't stupid like that.
I'm not that stupid like that, you know, but I could relate to Ghost to a certain extent.
How? Why?
I mean, you know.
Oh, shit.
I mean, we all could relate to Ghost to a certain extent. I mean, because I could say Ghost.
How can you relate to Ghost?
Because he's trying to do his thing. He got good intentions for real.
You tell me how.
He got, I mean, in the sense that he want to get out. He want to get out. No, I see you looking. I'm looking past it.
I'm not looking past it. I look at the relationship side of things.
Nah, I ain't looking at the businessman side of it. I mean, he trying to do this. But, I mean, he do whatever. I mean, he's done for that. I mean, I'll always say that whole leaving your family for another woman is, I think that's because that whole little 15, like when he told at the end, made the most sense. To me, that's the most realest conversation he had with her.
Everybody against us.
And like, this is a 15-year-old. You in love, and she was lying. You not in love with the now. I mean, you was in love with the 15-year-old me. Right. You're not in love with who I am right now. You want me to change who I am? You got to lie for me and cover me every single day. You ain't even built for this. You ain't built to be with who I am. I'm still Ghost. I lie to you every single day. Like, for real, how do you love somebody that you lie to every single day about everything?
Like, Tommy told him, he's like, you can't lie every day. Like, you can't go to bed like that.
So you a drug dealer sleeping with a DA. I mean, for real, come on,
dog. That's chasing you.
This look, you know, it's just not, you're not living real life.
It's not realistic.
It's not realistic at all. Yeah. So it's like, when he said, like, are you in love with the now me or the 15-year-old me? That's some real shit, bro. I mean, so he do have feelings for, I mean, are they, is it like quote unquote puppy love type? I think so. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't think it's nothing that's going
to
last.
Oh my God, it was so much fun when we went to the carnival together when we were 7.
Yeah, and it's like, and they both done doubted it. She doubted it last episode. Like, she told him, what if they're right? What if everybody's right about us not, you know, whatever. Yeah, this shit wrong. I mean, it ain't going to work. It's not going to work, bro. I mean, it's fun. You know, you great and sack. I mean, every sex scene we have, you know, whatever's great.
Every sex scene we have, I'm banging you out and not doing anything. Oh my God. Are those expensive panties? Yes, hon. You bought them.
Wow. Right.
Rip them off of my big nipple ass.
You and her nipples, man. That's...
I didn't even notice the nipples
until you brought it up. She brought it up. She brought up the whole the nipple gate.
The nipples.
Some nipples. I mean,
anybody got any opinion on Angela's nipple? Please email.
Yeah, I'm sure. Janae's got a whole troop of women out there and be like, yeah, her nipples.
Anybody that want to send a message about how they feel like Angela is a homewrecker, send them questions to me.
So you think that Ghost should just get a whole new girlfriend, though? Y'all think he should just get a whole...
No, I think that Ghost needs to spend a whole bunch of time trying to make up with his wife.
So I think he should get a new girlfriend to start all over from scratch.
The white
his
girl.
His wife.
The white girl with the hotels.
No, because she was married to the old dude.
Oh, I wonder if that's going to happen.
That's her daddy.
You think
that
happen?
Was her dad.
That was her daddy.
That was her dad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That was pop. Oh, they're going to have a little hoorah, because they kind of got this little, because they got one of these kind of relationships, a little flirtations, a little underlying, like where it could happen, like, I mean, they're not being relationship, but it might be like a little, I can see a scene happening.
Little trist.
Especially with Ghost's history of just kind of, you know.
But white women.
No.
No, Angel's not white.
He said no, Angela.
She said being with white women. Yeah, like it's a, like Ghost got a track record of being white women. We just seen.
No, talking about just.
It's fine.
I thought y'all was talking about him like a white woman.
No. That's okay. It's nothing wrong with you. Nothing he does.
I didn't say there was nothing wrong with liking white women. I just was making a point.
No, yeah. But you do consider, you do say that Angela is white, though.
She's white.
No, she's not.
Well, what is she then?
She's Hispanic.
She's Hispanic.
Okay.
She's a...
I ain't gonna argue,
y'all. She's a Spanish-speaking Negro.
There you go. Of course. Right. Okay. All right, we're gonna get ready to wrap it up. Art, where can everybody hit you up again, once again?
Arthur Shivers III, Facebook, Instagram, Mr. Shivers 3, Twitter, A Shivers, Roman numeral 3. She laughs me every time I say my plugs.
Good job, babe.
My haters are gonna hate no matter what you do. I don't
care. You got them this time.
You know, they still ain't on Obama.
Oh my God.
Janae, where can everybody hit you?
At Janae Sweet Pie on Instagram and on Twitter, or Janae Wallach on Facebook.
Oh, before we get to who you think on that this week? We got to do
coming up next week?
Yeah.
The head FBI dude.
Greg. I don't know what the other dude.
The head dude.
Mike.
That's who I picked last week. I thought that was going to be him.
I think it's going to be the head dude. I don't know. Name might be the head dude.
Everybody lives this week, man. I mean, it's a great
You think nobody die next week?
Nobody die.
What you putting in your grapefruit?
I think one of the Serbians gonna die. Serbian number 3.
Yeah, you know, just a random Serbian number three.
Just gonna get it popped. Just on some random.
It may be so.
Kanan might try to come through and just shoot random. Dang. Shoot one of the random security dudes.
It's gotta get thick. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, one of the random security dudes. Like I said, Serbian number 3 ain't gonna be like. It ain't gonna be a homeboy. It's gonna be like one of his other low dudes, you know.
That's what's up. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. I think it's about to get thick. I think the plot.
Ghost gotta be dumb as hell though. For the record, though, these niggas was up under him for this long.
Yeah, he's stupid. He ain't real smart. Like you keep saying, he like the dumbest drug ever. I mean, because you didn't do no research, and that's like the head dude, Milan. Like that ain't even like a goon. Like that's him.
He's the dude that was above the dude you killed.
Yeah,
and
how
figure out,
did you not know that?
I mean, and you hired these dudes
to be all in your business.
All in your business. Got them following you around.
I got
them
at your crib.
Everywhere you go.
He at your house. He know your people. Everything.
Saved your life because he needs your ass.
Like, come on, man.
He don't even need you. He just want to use you. Why are you smelling that?
Because it's got an expiration date on it, like 4/16.
Ugh.
I know, but it's not in the butter.
Uh-uh.
It don't look right.
No.
I do look a little dark.
Yeah,
it looks horrible. You need to throw that out. Why would you get some old ass almond butter?
I'll tell you about long story. All right, y'all.
Yeah. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Next week.